Generous support to CPOW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
CKUW is supported by the Yellow Dog Tavern, never participating in Burger Week. 386 Donald, closed on Sundays.
I, your old pal, count backwards from 10, here for another very scary edition of the Twang Thrust. You can't believe the chills and the thrills we have in store for you tonight. Well, you might, I don't know. that was the scariest way we could open the show, at least for some people. That was the kids from Electrolane, covering Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire. This whole show is on fire tonight. I will be your host for the duration of this two-hour slot of radio creepiness known as a Twang Trust. But we are not only scary, we are useful too. We will have costume tips for you later in the show. We'll have snack ideas. We've got lots of fun in store, besides all the blood. And of course, I've heard that Bruce Springsteen is coming to your fair town finally. Took him long enough. So I think we'll keep the show going with some spooky Bruce-ness for you tonight. Starting off with this one. Let's spend the night with the Jersey Devil.
Sweet out, mom. was 12 years old. One. And I was going to this Catholic school, and I got sent home for pissing in my desk. Obviously a popular pastime, right? And the sisters told my mother that I needed psychiatric attention. And so my mother, the only people that were more scared of the nuns than the kids was the parents, you know? Like I remember my old man and my old lady, they were terrified of them sisters. So downtown they take me to this dock. And I'm sitting down there on the couch. And he says, son, how'd you get this way? And I thought about it. And I said, Doc, I'm glad you asked. Because up till now, I've kept it a secret. But the fact was, I was a teenage werewolf. I said, Doc, I was standing out on the street. I remember it was midnight. I looked up. It was a full moon. I felt this hair growing all over my face. Felt my fingers get longer and my nails pop out. And a guitar pop out on my left side. My pants got tighter, my hair got longer, and a man with a cigar come up and stung me on the ass. And all of a sudden, in one moment, I looked up and there was this light. And for just 1 second, I stood stone like at midnight. Suspended my masquerade. I combed my hair, that was just right, and commanded the night brigade. Yeah! Took the plane and crossed by rain. I walked on a crooked crutch. I stood alone before I saw. Came out with my soul untouched. Yeah, in the cloud and wrath of the crowd. When they said sit down, I stood up. See proof of my mask. My sails were set wang to wang. Well, I had a jukebox graduate for a first mate. She couldn't sail, but she sure could sing. Why push B-52 by the window blues when my gear set stubborn on stone? I broke all the rules straight my old high school. Never once gave thought to land. Being in the cloud and wrath of the crowd. When they say come down, I grew up. School one day, the old man sitting at the kitchen table with the old lady, and they're looking pretty serious.
He says, son, sit down, please.
So I knew I was in trouble as they called me son. The other stuff they used to call me can't say over the radio. But anyway, I sit down. And my mother, she does the talking. She's Italian, right? She says, it's time we decided, me and your father, we decided you gotta stop fooling around with yourself. I didn't know what I was doing in my room at night. They said, you gotta get serious. It's like, they said, it's time that you put that guitar down. That thing's okay for a hobby, but you're never gonna get any place with that. And my father said, you should be a lawyer because lawyers, they own the world. And my mother, she said, you should be an author. You should write books. So, but we decided this is too big a decision. What you gotta do, you gotta go over to the rectory. You gotta talk to Father Ray about your vocation. We set up an appointment. You gotta go over there in an hour. Because that was the thing I used to have to do in those days. So I go over to the rectory. Oh, before I went over there, my father says, now when you go talk to the priest, you tell him you want to be a lawyer. You tell him you want to be an author. But don't you tell him nothing about that goddamn guitar. I said, okay, okay. I go over to the priest's house. I ring on the doorbell. Father Ray, this is Mr. Springsteen's son. I come to talk to you about my vocation. So it comes out, and we start walking around the church. And the priests in those days, they all had like the illusions of the bells of St. Mary. They seen that movie too many times or something. They're all doing Patrick O'Brien. Is that his name? Pat O'Brien imitations. And like, we talked for a while, and he says, listen, I decided that this decision is too big for me to make. What you gotta do, you gotta go direct to God. You gotta talk to God about this. Now you tell him you wanna be a lawyer. You tell him you wanna be an author. But don't tell him nothing about being what? An interior decorator? That's you. But don't you tell him nothing about that goddamn guitar. I said, okay, okay. So I figured I gotta go see God. Now all I had to go see him in was my mother's Rambler. It was all beat up, all smashed up, paint scraped off the side. So I drive over to Clarence's house. I said, Clarence, I got the word. I gotta go see God tonight. He said, but you can't go in that car. I said, what do you mean I can't go in? It's the only car I got. He says, nah, look at things. Things ugly in his house. Like, you think he's gonna see you in that car? There's gonna be guys up there with Monte Carlos, Lincolns, Continentals. You think he's gonna notice you? So I said, okay, okay. So I went down to Earl Shy. At the time it was $39.95. I went by the other day, I seen an Earl since up to 10 bucks. But anyway, he does the car, midnight blue. I leave the windows down, he does the interior for free. If I had my brother in the back seat, he'd have done him free of charge too. Anyway, me and Clarence, we drive out to see God. Clarence says he knows where he is. So we get out there, and I don't see nothing but this dark hill next to this cemetery. I say, Clarence, are you sure he's up there? You sure it ain't the other guy? This is the right place. And while I'm up there, what? Ask him about the tape player that somebody stole out of your room. So I had these two big questions I had to ask. My client's tape player and what I'm gonna do with my life. So up the hill I go, and it's dark and it's scary, and all these noises coming out of the woods. Top, I realized that the place was packed. There's people all over the place. I'm walking around. I bump into Kid Leo. Oh, Kid, what are you doing? He says, praying for more watts. I gotta blast this baby all the way to New Jersey. Crazy man. So I find myself a quiet place. I kneel down and say, God, father wants me to be a lawyer. My mother wants me to be an author. But I got this guitar, you see? And all of a sudden, heard this thunder. Seen this lightning coming out of the sky. It was real quiet for a while. And then I heard just three words. Let it rock! Vacations in the stratosphere. You know it's really hard to hold your breath. I swear I lost everything I ever loved and feared. I was a cosmic kid. My feet, they finally took me to the earth. God made a nice little place on the stars. I swear I found the key to the universe. Let me jump on old park cars. Why here on the cloud and where to the crowd when they said, sit down.
Call to support Public Radio 95.9. Thanks.
I hear the sound.
To the Twang Trust Halloween Special here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Well, we just heard a very scary set from Bruce Springsteen coming to town very soon. He'll probably get COVID in Montreal tomorrow. Someone will sneak it into a Snickers. And Winnipeg will be screwed again. But I hope not. Well, that last one wasn't really scary at all, though, was it? Even though it was called Ghosts. Ghosts. It was called Ghosts and it wasn't scary. What's up with that? I guess it's scary, you know. You regular folks out there, you have to deal with mortality. Simpletons. That was from Bruce's last original album called Letter to You. Hope you leave a nice letter out tomorrow. Well, I guess tonight. You leave it out tonight for the Great Pumpkin. You write him a letter and leave him a little snack and hope he comes and finds your pumpkin patch. Acceptable and sincere. This is Halloween Eve, you know. Technically, All Hallows Eve Eve. All Hallows Eve squared, I suppose. Anyway. You heard Bruce Springsteen in a song called On the Prowl, recorded in October of 1982 in Asbury Park, New Jersey at the Stone Pony. Bruce was backed up by a band called Cats on a Smooth Surface. They were terrible. But that was pretty rockin'. They got a name for Dracula and Frankenstein's son. There ain't no name now, mister, for this thing that I've become. What, I ran out of music. We also heard Growing Up there, live in Cleveland, 1978. That was the Teenage Werewolf version, and a super rare version of Growing Up, just a little smidgen, just because it sounds so terrible. But it had that great interlude with Tubular Bells in the background. It was recorded in South Bend, Indiana, which I believe is where they filmed The Exorcist. And Bruce was telling a story about his 57 Chevy being overtaken in spirit form by a new Toyota. Very scary indeed. And at the top of that set, a night with a Jersey Devil. Well. You're listening to the Twang Trust Halloween Spooktacular. Oh, I don't like to say spooktacular. That sounds cheesy. It's like you expect a guy with a fake vampire voice to be hosting the show. No, this is all legitimate stuff here on the Twang Trust. No, and we're the scariest show anywhere. This next set of music, boy, that last ghost song wasn't scary at all. These next ones, these will be scary, I promise you. This one, oh my gosh, my blood is boiling. If I had some blood, I need to go out and get blood. And this is an appropriate set of music because it's all about one of the most fearsome creatures to have ever walked or flown or appeared in gaseous form throughout history itself. We talk, of course, of the vampire.
Well, it's Halloween again, and L.A. is a bore. Everybody's looking like they wish they'd stayed inside. And they were watching Frankenstein in their beds and on their phones. Not me, baby. Tonight I'm really living. I'm a vampire again, and I'm coming for you. Open up your window, 'cause I'm about to sail in. You can call for mama, but she won't know what to do. I'm a vampire again. It's been a long time waiting, but I'm happy to be. I can smell you from a thousand yards. Fresh white linen felt like only yesterday. I was as weak as Woody Allen. Now I stand as proud and tall as the home you were born. I'm a vampire again, and I'm coming for you. So keep that window open. I'm a swooper and you know it. Cry for mama, but she won't know what to do. I'm a vampire again. But it's me, babe. It's really me. It's your boy. I hope you've been keeping it sweet for me, 'cause I woke up a hunger, midnight glory. I swear you won't feel a single thing until the year 2025.
Oh, Hey there, folks. This is Marlon Williams, and you're listening to The High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
For so long, or the mercy in your sense of right and wrong. It's not your hand searching slow in the dark, or your nails leaving love's watermark. It's not the way you talk me off the roof. Your questions like directions to the truth. Knowing that this can't go on forever, likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together, but one day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone. If we were vampires and death was a joke, we'd go out on the sidewalk in the snow, laugh at all the lovers and their plans. I wouldn't feel the need to hold your hand. Maybe time running out is a gift. I'll work hard till the end of my shift and give you every second I can find, and hope it isn't me who's left behind. Knowing that this can't go on forever, likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together, but one day I'll be gone. One day you'll be
or the nightfall. Don't worry, the plane won't go down out of my dreams. just know that I've got it. You just know it gets better.
And two, three.
What can I do with this fool's offering? What can I say without giving it away? What kind of sound is it worth it to believe in going underground? I'm on your side. Nowhere to hide. Watching the world pass me by. We'll be alright if we only come out at night. What can we do with a century or two? What can I say when I owe it all to you? What kind of game could we play to see the truth of it the other way? I'm on your side. Nowhere to hide. Watching the world pass me by. We'll be alright if we only come out and down this stone staircase and out of this place. Shadows across the sky. Let's walk a while for another country mile in the full moonlight. I'm on your side. Nowhere to hide. Watching the world pass me by. We'll be alright if we only come out at night.
Well, I don't know what happened there. Four songs about vampires and none of them were scary. They were using the term vampire as, I don't know, some kind of metaphor. Using it as a literary device for songs about relationships. What a ripoff. Isn't there anyone out there? Anyone who could, I don't know, play a vampire song that's scary?
Hey folks, this is Black Joe Lewis, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust CKUW 95.9 FM.